Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And welcome to another episode of the Inspired Table Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we are talking all about the Taurus new moon. First of all, happy May. If you're listening to this episode on the day it goes to air, it is the 2nd of May, and you've most likely felt the shift from April energy to May energy, yeah? Or more specifically, from Aries energy to Taurus energy. It's been like putting the brakes on is probably the best way to describe it. It's been a real like slowing down after what was a huge push forward, like a huge lot of momentum that we got with that Aries fire new moon that we had a month ago. And I promised you in the last episode that the energy was going to pick up, and it did. And that's happened, but like all cycles, we're now slipping back into the ebb so that it can flow once again. So we're bathing in Taurus energy. And Taurus energy is slow and sturdy and not particularly sexy, if sexy to you means fast-paced and results-oriented, but if sexy to you means sensual and sultry and simple and sturdy, well, then hello, Taurus new moon. It can be very sexy if you want it to be. This moon has the ability to heal us, to hold us, and hear us whisper, "Hello, moon." We are ready to stand in the vulnerability of not knowing, not having to do, and not needing to have the answer. But this is a new moon. It feels very full moon vibey, but it's not. It is a new moon. So it's not necessarily about surrendering, but instead realizing that in manifestation and creation, sometimes not taking action is the best way to move forward. Can you shift or like change the lens in which you view progression? The mantra for Taurus is "I have." And intuitively, when I feel into this moon, I feel like we're being called to draw all of our senses to what we have right now in this very moment. And what it is that having means to us, what does it mean to have? If you struggle with this, then come right back to your roots, like literally into the earth. You have earth beneath your feet. You have the sun shining on you throughout the day. I say that, and as I look out the window, it is very gray and rainy, but you get what I'm saying. You have the moon guiding you by the night. There are so many earthly pleasures all around us at all times, and that is the Taurus energy. It's being able to allow yourself to indulge in and find satisfaction in simple earthly delight. For many of us, unless we are creating and progressing and growing constantly, we feel stuck and like a bit of a failure. But these slower Taurus moments are paramount to successful manifestation. They connect us back to self. They encourage practicality and stability so that we can manifest from a really strong and sturdy base. Yeah? It's truly key, and this is why I love Taurus energy so much. The shadows of Taurus to watch out for include stubbornness and rigidness. And this is how we can get, when it comes to manifestation, we can get really stubborn about what it is we want to create. And we start to build all these parameters around what the alternatives could be. And sometimes those alternatives are better than the thing that you were wanting to create and are more in line with your highest interests and your authenticity. Yeah. So don't get so rigid in what it is you want to manifest in your life. Be open and surrender and feel into what it is the universe is creating for you. Another shadow of Taurus energy is fear of change. And if fear is coming up for you, it's time to replace fear with faith. And I speak about that a lot on here, but only because it's so bloody potent. When you feel yourself drowning in fear or paralyzed by fear, which is what can happen when we fear change, what I ask you to do is surrender to the idea of faith. The idea that holding on so tightly does not ensure your manifestation. Releasing your grip and having faith that it will manifest, and if it doesn't, it's because something better is on the way. So some really practical steps that you can begin to implement to make the most of this new moon. Well, it is a new moon, so my suggestion would be to manifest, manifest, manifest. And what do you know? Being launched on this very Taurus new moon is my brand new book, Make It Happen. I cannot believe the day has actually arrived. It hit stores on Monday, May 6th, but I am holding a book launch in Sydney on Sunday. So it's on the actual Taurus new moon. If you were in Sydney, I would love you to come along. It's going to be a really intimate workshop. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to be doing some gorgeous guided meditations. I'm going to be running you through the concepts in the book, and we're really going to dive deep into manifesting in particular areas of your life. I couldn't think of a more beneficial thing to do on a Taurus new moon. I would love you to come along. There's books available for purchase at the event, which means you'll actually have your hands on that book before anybody else. And I'm happy to sign it for you, which is a very strange concept for me, but I would love to do that. And there's going to be a really great Q&A session in that as well, which will give you the opportunity to ask me anything you want about manifestation. If you can't make it to the event, I actually have this really special offer on at the moment. Many of you will have done my Lunar Nights Collective online course. I've been running it for 2 years. It takes you through all 8 phases of the lunar cycle. And I really feel like, you know, tapping into new moon energy, tapping into full moon energy is so beneficial, absolutely. But being able to follow the moon through the entire lunar cycle teaches you so much about yourself, your energy levels, your productivity, and what you're capable of, especially when it comes to manifestation. Following the entire lunar cycle changed my life completely, so it's why I created this course. But it's been running for a while now, and it's time for me to do a few different things. So I'm actually going to retire the course, but I still want everybody to get the most they can out of it. So I'm significantly reducing the price. The standard price is $333, and I've just discounted it to $66, which is a saving of, do the quick maths, I think it's $267. You get lifetime access, so you just have to purchase it before Sunday at $66, but then it's going to be taken down. But once you've purchased it, you'll have access to it forever. It's full of guided meditations. It's full of exclusive podcast interviews. There's all of these comprehensive workbooks. There's moon rituals in there. There's a calendar. It's so good. And it's a real bargain for $66. So if you want to follow the entire lunar cycle, starting with this Taurus new moon. It's the perfect time to start the course. Then I highly recommend that. I'll put the link to that in the show notes. Another really practical thing you can do with this new moon is connect back to earth, back to nature. That is the energy of Taurus. So put your bare feet on anything you can. Put it on the earth, put it in the sand, put it in the water. Go for a bushwalk, connect with nature. And while you're there, tune into all five of your senses. Yeah? It's all about sensuality and coming back to your senses. Notice the smells, the sounds, the feelings. What do you see? What can you taste? Yeah? Really connect back to the world around you, back to Mother Earth. And then the last practical thing that you might want to think about is that Taurus rules the throat chakra. Yeah? So a really nice soothing thing to do during this new moon is to enjoy some beautiful, warm, nourishing, soothing liquids. So maybe some tonics or soups or teas. Silence can be a really nice way to soothe the throat chakra. Like give the throat, I can't even say it. What's wrong with me? Give the throat some silence, a little bit of a break. Another really lovely thing to do is humming, or just creating some vibration in the throat. There's a really beautiful bija mantra for the throat chakra, and it's hum. So much like you would om in yoga, it's just to say the sound of hum. So hum, hum. Hum, and continue that, and oh God, it feels so beautiful and nourishing. So they're just some practical things you might want to do with this moon. As always, if you have any questions about anything, hop into the Lunar Nights Facebook group. We can chat about it there. If you want to hear more about the energy of this week, Holly Azzopardi and I recorded a really great energy read for the week. They drop weekly now on a Wednesday. They're really cool. We spoke about Taurus energy. We spoke about finding a softness in your strength and really kind of focusing on this inner strength. And it can really help you get through this Taurus new moon and this Taurus energy. So if you fancy listening to that, make sure you head over to the Middle Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, if the message of this episode resonated with you, I would love you to share it with your friends. So if you want to take a screenshot of it on your phone and post it to your Instagram stories, you can tag me at Jordana Levine. And that will enable me to see it and share it with everybody else. Until next time, I'm Jordana Levine, wishing you a beautiful Taurus.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.